4, HKX, mobile.
Cabin 4, is that okay?
Jane, hope you had a good night.
Be good. I'm ready to be home, but I just left. So, got a little bit of a drive.
Out of the big truck.
Hit the vehicle switch. I'm going to pull a Patrick this morning.
It works, right?
25 doors home.
Well, I hope you don't have any trouble and get there safely. But I'm on 25. I just crossed the state line.
Other end, down by 85. The vehicle switch yet?
Not yet.
Are you running behind, or am I early, or did something change?
A little early. I'm on my normal schedule.
Which was not bad at all, and I didn't get held up at either of my locations down in Atlanta, so I guess that explains it.
Amazing what just a few minutes getting held up somewhere can do to you. I know I have to watch that with the stops I make. Guys wanting to talk or lollygag around or whatever and hold you up, you know. It seems like it ain't been like 10, 15 minutes, but then it winds up being 45 minutes to an hour, you're behind.
Being on a road that you're on every day, being on it at a different time of the day, even 10 minutes can make a difference.
It's back to what we were talking about with Dave yesterday. Just trying to avoid certain areas at certain times and knowing when to get out of there.
Did I hear you talking to Matthew this morning?
He's back from his vacation, so he's on his way into work.
To the net a couple times, but other than that, I have not heard him in a while.
To him, and it's been a minute since he's been on here of a morning with us, but it was good to hear him. I've heard him check in on the nets with me and a couple other people, so I imagine he was okay. Just life.
I heard Richard. What's the K3JCA? I heard him yesterday morning, and I was able to say hello to him. I couldn't stay long because my son was calling me, but he actually got on here and he was calling Chan.
I heard y'all talking. I just couldn't. I was in the middle of something and couldn't make get over there to the phone, the radio. So it's just one of those times. But I talked to Richard last night on the phone. I don't know, probably close to an hour.
Good. I don't know if anything else was going on, but he sounded good anyway. And it sounds like Chan's got a new call, a vanity call.
That's what Richard was telling me. KC4HAN.
Name in there. That's why Connor picked K4HNR. He said it kind of looks like Connor, if you imagine the 4 being an H.
I mean, I get it. Makes your call easier to remember.
Yeah, I like the call Connor got better than the one he had originally. I mean, you get used to them, but I think his first one was KO480W, I think it was, which isn't bad either.
Hayden's been checking in on the net. Heard him check in a couple times with me.
I texted him. I heard him. He put up an antenna on the side of his house or on the, I don't know about the side, somewhere on the roof of his house. So that made a big difference for him.
When I was calling the net, I don't remember calling it so many times anymore. He said he had just finished it up. But it sounded good, like you made a good move there.
He was checking in, and I was home. I guess that was Sunday night. I flipped over to the input frequency, and I could hear him down in the noise, but I could hear him. So we tried to work simplex. Couldn't hear him at all on 146.520. I thought that was interesting. I could hear him on the 146.010, but not 146.520, so I guess that's just the difference on the frequencies, maybe.
Your antenna's resident at, just better receive there.
I built it to be resonant right at 146, right in the center of the frequency. It's got a low SWR all the way across 2 meters and 440. It's a dual band J pole. It worked out. It worked out perfectly. But it's resonant capacitance and what's the other one? I read about it and I knew what I was doing, or I figured out what I was doing while I was doing it. Now I can't remember what it is, but anyway, capacitance and resistance, I think that's what it is, maybe. It's all lined up perfectly at 146.
It does a good job. You get into the repeater good from home, so.
I can see it. I can see the tower, the lights on the tower flashing at nighttime. It's 4.95 miles away, supposedly.
I'm only 8.5 miles from it. But it is time for me to jump out, and I've got to get out here and get this gate open. You have a safe trip on into the house, get you some rest, and enjoy your night off. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. I'll be back in a few minutes, so 7-3.
I'll talk to you this morning. I'll be around for a little while, so might still be in here. If not, have a good day. N4ZLK.